Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Happy Monday, everybody. I hope everybody is doing good today. This is Hood Action News. We are your hosts. I'm Gigi.
I'm Usagi.
I'm AE.
And I'm Nicole.
Yes, so y'all, this is ghetto right here, this episode. We will be discussing Quan Mills, his books. Why did he decide to write this? Like, he woke up one day and was like, this is what I'm doing. This is the hill that I'm going to die on right here. We are going to discuss all of this tonight. So sit back, relax, get whatever you're going to get to eat and snack on, whatever. And come on, sit down with us and let's have a conversation. Let's talk. Y'all, has anybody read some more of his books yet? Are y'all
not just... yeah.
Not me, but
no,
I'm
not really.
Well, on the Kindle, all his books are 99 cents.
I don't think I can waste a dollar on this craziness.
I gotta find me the bootleg version of CNA Thoughts.
I wanna read that. I wanna read that. There's a lot of authors on here like that's similar to Quan Mills. There's one called From Section 8 to Mansion Gates, an urban romance standalone. What is that? And then there's Pregnant by Your Husband's Boyfriend too. It's a whole series. This is a whole series. Lies Our Mama Told too. What? I might have to get that book and show it to my mama. Like, you got something to tell me?
Right.
She hiding them secrets.
Back pregnant by my married baller.
Oh.
Tax Jesus. Season thoughts.
Hell yeah, it's that time too.
No, it's tax season right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to know what tax season thoughts is all about. Now I'm intrigued.
Well, it's thoughts that claim everybody kids during the tax season.
The description says everyone knows in the hood that Christmas doesn't come in December, comes in April. Tax season. Follow this crazy ratchet drama about three Chicago with trying to make money moves with their tax refund checks. Oh my goodness, I got to read this.
They getting wild in O Block.
Somebody, one of the critics, well, not critic, well, you know how they leave the little reviews. Somebody put down, this right here is really straight up ghetto. I love it. I'm like, okay.
Now, what white person put that?
Right. Let's see. They got some more of his stuff on here.
Well, the one we all did read was Old Thought Next Door, and we can go over that one.
Yes, let's talk about that for a minute.
Girl, oh, God.
Ghetto.
Oof, that was a mess.
Good old Ernestine. That's her name, right? Ernestine?
No.
Yes, Ernestine.
No way.
I don't think it was Ernestine. It started with a B.
Bernita. It's you know, it's close to it. It's somebody auntie name. Good old Bernita. There's a part one and there's a part two, and people want a part three. I'm like, at this point, this woman should be dead.
Right. Yeah.
So basically, it's this lady Bernita, and the book starts out. She's chilling in her house and with this dude. And then all of a sudden, another dude comes in, and y'all remember what happened at that part, right?
Yeah, she was chilling at the house. She was pretty much had one of her sneaky links at the place, and then another dude came. Another dude came. She went to go get her reefer, and then she come back, and the two of them are getting on the couch. And now she like, no, don't stop. Let me join.
And let's not forget, then her prison mate got out and he was punching her in the bathroom. She was trying to take a bath.
That was terrible. And then y'all, this woman was seeing stuff, so she had a whole hallucination that she was getting her back beat out by her Latino this Latino guy at the gym, and found out the whole time she was pissing on the floor, man.
And she got kicked out.
And she said, let me squirt on your face.
And she was like, Poppy. And I'm like, what? And then she got caught, and I'm like, what am I watching?
And how the hallucination started was basically she went to the doctor. They misdiagnosed her, making it seem like she had cancer or something like that. They put on that medication, and then she started hallucinating.
And
Then we can talk about how she did her best friend dirty.
Oh man, like, oh my gosh, she ain't had to push that lady down the stairs like that.
Oh, a friend got her good though. She said, I was fucking your man.
And then revealed that girl, the one that she don't like, is actually his child. She talking about
He had one ball.
One ball.
She was so mean to her best friend, y'all. She was so mean.
She was talking about the lady's looks and weight and all that type of stuff. She was crazy. I'm like, this is how you talk about your friend?
She was terrible. Mm-hmm. Oh, remember when she went to the club? This woman went to the club, met random people, took some ecstasy, and did God knows what with these people.
Up in the car.
She lost her mind on that one. I was like, this lady is really crazy. And then she pretended to be like something was wrong with her or nothing was wrong with her. Oh, the police officer. Dog. Oh my God, that's what she did to that man.
Yeah, the police officer was the only one who knew what was going on, and she really did kill that lady, but she tried to act like it was all hallucination, like she had dementia or something, so she was up in the nursing home, but the cop was on to her.
And then she turned around and slept with this man. She slept with this man. He's like, ooh, it's good. I never thought an old woman like you would feel good. I'm like, I am so disgusted.
I know he was lying to her because ain't no way.
I was so disgusted when he said that. I was like, there ain't no way. Bernita, girl, you got that guac or something? That book was a mess.
You got that old rusted coochie?
Not rusted.
I mean, with the way she got that coochie, it sound like she got, it got like done, like it, those gears are rusted as fuck.
That's, not the gears.
I mean, that's how J-Lo works. That old
mill should be shut down. Like, it's illegal what she out here doing.
That's what it should be, at least.
That's what J-Lo be doing.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm surprised her shit ain't fell apart yet.
Child.
She literally has been through it.
She's been married like 4 times.
Okay, so the first man was this dude. He was a dancer. And then she married, oh my God, he is so ugly. Mark Anthony, that mess an ugly man, but he can sing. marry him. And then she got with A-Rod. I thought her and A-Rod was going to be together. Nope. Oh, wait, we got to go back. P. Diddy.
Then they got to that little shootout. She got arrested. They ain't never mess with him again.
Yep. I mean, she did want to say the N-word in that song, so she wanted to be one, so I guess she was like, oh, I can't do this anymore. The Negro life isn't for me.
Y'all too ghetto, yeah, but I thought that she was
bandana all so quick.
She did
I thought
what?
You was Jenny from the block, girl. I thought you was Jenny from happened? The block.
And then now she's back with Ben, what is it, Ben Affleck again?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I can understand why Jennifer Garner does not want her around her kids, and I do not blame her. This man talking about, oh, she did me wrong. No, nigga, you was an alcoholic, and she told you to leave the house and you stay in the shed. I'll take care of your kids. Like, he was a really bad alcoholic, y'all. Very bad.
And he was cheating left and right.
He looked like he smelled too.
He gives
he
me the creeps.
Like he washed.
His face scares me. He looks way too much like Scott Peterson.
Who is Scott Peterson? Let me search him. Look, who that person is.
Look him up. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. He looked too much like him. And that's why I can't. And he played a horrible Batman, by the way. He sucked.
Well.
You see him?
I see him, all right.
That he could be his like... brother.
Yep. Scott Peterson killed his wife. He said he didn't. Yes, he did. And had the nerve to sit up here and lie about it. And then change his hair color when they caught him. Because he was cheating on his wife with another woman. And I was...
Oh, that's that dude that killed his wife on Christmas?
That's him.
Oh, my goodness.
He did that. And I don't care what nobody say.
He did. And lied about it. He did it
to, like, OJ.
And OJ did that.
OJ killed that white woman and that little boy.
He did that. I believe he did that. OJ is guilty. Johnny Cochran did all that. Johnny, I bet Johnny Cochran in heaven like, dog, I messed up. You sure did. What was crazy about that book is the part where they came to her house, right? And there, Miss Renita had a secret room of all types of stuff in there. Didn't she have a dead body in there?
A dead body? Miss Renita was rolling different.
I thought she had a dead body in there, but I know she had a secret room. No, it was the laptop. Had all this stuff on there. Because the thing about it, what was it? She found out that her husband was doing something in the nursing home. And she had all this money and stuff from her husband, and there was like a whole bunch of stuff in the computer. And the white man next door to her asked Vernita was something wrong with her, because he noticed that she was just talking to herself and stuff. Because the dude that it was in the driveway with the gold teeth and the locks, he really didn't exist. She was just out there in the park and like in her driveway talking to herself.
Yeah, that was it's just like, did she really kill her, you know? Because you like, she was hallucinating throughout the whole book, just to come to find out she actually did kill her friend.
That was sad. That was so
over some teen over one ball,
right? Over one ball. Even though she was screwing around her husband when he was alive.
I don't know why she get mad. She up here throwing rocks and hiding her hands. Like, Miss Vernita, you was just as bad. You was out here doing stuff too. You can't act like that. You're not the most innocent person.
All right.
Miss Vernita was out here just, I don't even know.
Girl.
I'm so glad that woman didn't have no kids.
Yes, I'm glad that she crazy. Mm-hmm. She didn't need no kids.
Like, imagine everybody knowing your mama is the hoe. The church hoe.
Yeah, because she did go to church, even though she was out here sinning like I don't know what.
Wasn't she? I think she was the pastor's wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
It's always the pastor, wives, and the children that always act up.
It's the truth. Past the PK kids, my cousins are PK kids. They are horrible. They are absolutely terrible. They were talking all this mess and whatnot, talking about, oh, we gonna get married before y'all, doing all this stuff. All of them had kids before they got married.
Child.
I bet you they was humping behind the baptism pool.
Had to be.
Now, Nicole,
you know, that's what they be doing behind the church. They be sneaking into, like, the deacon office, the pastor office.
Look, I know it. They might have been.
Just up there, just stanking it up back there. Busting it wide open for communion wafers.
Oh, my God. Smell like Frito-Lays and camel toe. And unholy water.
One of the cousins, I don't even care if they listening, because I don't care. I don't like that side of the family. They know they already know when they see me, they're like, here she go. She don't like us. And I'm like, I sure don't. I've made it clear, text messages and everything. One of the cousins, let me tell you what she did, y'all. So, this cousin, PK kid, you know, she thinks she all this, whatever. And I'm like, okay, whatever. My mom was like, did you see the news? This was years ago. I'm like, what news? Your cousin? I'm like, which one? She showed me the picture, and I seen the mugshot. I said, excuse me? She was the school treasurer, and she stole $15,000 worth of money from the school treasury.
Embezzled?
Yes. She had to pay all that money back. I think she just paid it like a year or two ago. Talking about, I couldn't help it. It was addicting. The money was. I'm like, girl, you got five kids. And then on top of that, her husband cheated on her and left her for another woman.
Oh, goodness gracious.
The other PK kid, he got kids by women that he don't even know he got kids by.
Oh, he was out here slinging.
Sure is. Still is. He would a new woman every week.
Oh, goodness. A whole thought.
Yo, y'all remember? I'm not sure if y'all remember. Homeboy she was messing around with came out.
Who?
Well,
say it
homeboy that Aunt Vernita, that Vernita was messing around with, and you know, he was messing around with another guy. I don't know.
Yeah, that
you
was...
talking about Prison Bang?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was the guy. She found out he was working at a nursing home, and she found out he was gay, and he was gonna use that. What, she was gonna use that against him?
She was trying to blackmail the man, but then he tried to kill her, and then she ended up killing him. And then that was another thing. She tried to act like she didn't know what happened. So she killed the friend in Prison Bay.
Vernita was just out here making all types of mistakes. And what was crazy, everything that Miss Vernita was doing, she had a she was like two steps ahead. She had such a big paper trail. She had a backup plan. I don't know how this woman kept getting out of all this stuff that she was getting into.
Because she could use those medical records because, you know, they misdiagnosed her, so she could use that as an excuse to act like she didn't know what was going on. Because
wasn't it a tumor? The tumor?
Yeah, they said it was a tumor, but there was no tumor. They just misdiagnosed her.
And then, like, towards the end, they had her in that nursing home. And the dude was like, I know who you are. Stop playing stupid. I know you know who I am and stuff like that. Because he got fired. He got fired from the police department because the police department, the dude told him, like, look, I know you think this woman got some evidence or something like that, but you can't be going over her house doing this stuff. And then they caught him. I think he was tampering with evidence, and they had, what'd they do? They basically fired him, but his life was in shambles anyway. His daughter hates him. His ex-wife was like, fuck you. Even the girl that he was, like, messing with, he was treating her bad. I'm like, oh, so this nigga is just ashy. And a police officer. It makes sense.
Yeah, definitely makes sense, especially after what happened the beginning of this year with them police officers.
Mm-hmm. And so after he got fired, he was all alone and stuff. He's living in a hotel room, eating Waffle House and stuff. And ain't no wrong with Waffle House. It's delicious, by the way. Then he got at Waffle House, whatever. He was working in somebody's kitchen, y'all, for real. I guess he was working at the Waffle House. So he was probably working at the Waffle House, slaying grits and hash browns and stuff. And he found out Miss Vernita, so he went to the nursing home. And then, like, Miss Vernita was like, okay, then, I got you. And, you know, as in her style, she had to get her bag of reefer, her Hennessy, and some rubbers. And, y'all, I can't even say what she was doing to this man, but it was graphic. She was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was basically taking his soul.
She
Well, she did.
She had, it was foreplay. So she slurped her, and he got his soul taken away like that. And then the other way, oh, she took his soul away. She was like, oh, man, you old like this. Did she shoot him in the chest, or she poisoned him?
I don't know. I think she may have poisoned him.
Mm-hmm. And then said that it was self-defense.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And then she went to the nursing home, and then them hallucinations started again. Well, that book is just weird. I was just, oh my God. I don't even know.
That was a fever dream. I know that.
I'm trying to
think. Like, the whole thing seemed like a dream. Like, no, it seemed real.
What was this man thinking when he wrote these books? And also, who photoshopped that woman's head on that woman's body? Right. Like, somebody, there's actually two covers. There's one lady's head and this other lady's head that's photoshopped on that body. There's two different ladies. I'm like, who grandma or auntie head y'all getting photoshopped on this body? And the way she looks on the cover, I'm just like, oh, why they got her looking like that for? She looks like my favorite Walmart greeter. Hello, welcome to Walmart.
They always get the elderly folks to be the greeter. It's the easiest job for them.
Sure do. Talking about, are you ready for these rollback prices? And then you leave the store. I need to see a receipt. Have a good day. No, man. I'm mad. Like, who photoshopped that woman's head on there? Whose mama is that? Do they consent to that? That's probably his grandmama, his mama. I know they mad.
Like, I'm going to help my grandbaby.
Quamils? I don't know. I don't know. Actually, he has a Facebook, and people were asking him questions on this Facebook. Some of the questions were, I don't know. let's see.
If you could find some of those questions, that'll be appreciated, because I just want to know what he was thinking.
Mind y'all, this is a white man posing as a black man.
For real?
Yeah, they had exposed him and everything.
This is a white man, right?
What? Quan Mills is actually a white guy?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. I'm done. Oh, I'm oh. done. I'm done.
Oh my God.
No wonder they're talking about reefer. Black folks don't call it reefer no more.
And that's why, yeah, I don't even say reefer.
Oh my God.
And this, the stuff that was being said, like, oh, you know, it makes sense. Oh my goodness. You see, they're getting good at trying to fool us, y'all. We gotta be better than this, y'all. Quan Mills. Oh my goodness. That's just appropriating like hell. They made a whole
probably name. Connor. Ain't no Quan.
Connor Mills, that's his name.
Yep.
From Ohio or Nebraska. I am appalled. I am appalled. I can't believe this man was out here just cosplaying black people.
I'm glad I didn't spend my 9 cents on this nonsense. Mm. Turn out the whole white man.
I can't believe this. This is terrible. I'm on his page. I don't know what's going on his page. Like, his whole...
Why is he still writing books?
I don't know. It's a lot of his stuff now looks different. The lies my husband keep telling me. And it's... Oh, my God. What picture is this? What picture? It's a dude. It's this black dude kissing this white dude. And his picture is this woman above looking at it like, what's going on? What is this? I don't understand what's going on. This is not, oh my God. Let me see. Okay, here's the right page. This is the right page. Here we go. And it still got weird stuff on it. His page, I don't know what's going on his page. Now he's posting these weird shorts on his page. Nothing makes sense. There's nothing on here. So he stopped the Q&A? He doesn't do the Q&A anymore?
Now he got exposed.
God, dog.
We know who you are.
All the way from the Mountain of Caucus.
I am appalled. I'm bamboozled. What?
Oh, I'm going to show y'all the picture, the other picture, because y'all already know the picture of Miss Vernita. She looked like the first time. Now, this is the other picture. And oh my God. So that's the other picture. Who mama's that?
Oh, no.
Who mama's that?
Now, why would they do that?
Girl, you know what?
Why?
A Tubi original, they better not.
They better not make no Tubi version. They better not make no movie of this.
Tubi?
No.
This on Tubi? Who old? What old woman they got to do that? Getting her inside busted in like that? Oh, no. I better not find nobody that live in this neighborhood doing that movie.
Oh, good. You know they're going to shoot Atlanta if they do it. Know it.
I got
none but Negroes.
Pregnant by my granddaddy's boyfriend. And the way the granddaddy ain't got no shirt on, I can't with this. I'm so upset. This is making me upset. Okay, so he do got some questions on here. So, not questions, but responses to stuff on his page. So, this one person said, I invited him to the crib, cooked for him, gave him the sloppiest neck you can manifest in your mind, let him fold me like an origami bird, called him an Uber, and then blocked him and never spoke to him again. I really beat him to the punch. We are learning the game too fast. Well, dang. Oh, my goodness. Now, this is the book. This is the book that I need to read next. I have to read this book next. I have to read this. Here it is, y'all.
Killer Crack Ooh. Hole Zombies.
What? Oh, wow, I ain't never seen that before.
I have to read that. I have to read that. I have to read
that. But my question is, why look like this white woman got some micro braids?
Right.
She must be really, really light-skinned.
I hope so.
What's going on with this guy's page? He's got all these like videos on here of just like weird stuff. Yeah, all his stuff is weird now. He got some of his books, but the rest are just, I don't know. I guess he had to put this stuff up to get more traction to his page. This stuff is weird. This is when Queen Elizabeth died last year. He put on there, y'all check on your white friends, they're not okay. They lost their version of Cicely Tyson.
You're not Cicely
check
Tyson.
Check on your white friends. That was a whole war criminal.
This hoe eats chitlins. Now, why is there Kool-Aid jammers on there? Chitlins.
No.
Why?
No. Oh my God. I don't think I want to see that picture.
Now, knowing that he's a white man now, I'm offended by these album, these covers to the books now. Like, what? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, super offended.
Yes.
Now I'm upset. This is crazy. Why somebody said that Robin Ray from the side looks like Tisha Campbell?
They wrong for that. Y'all leave Tisha alone.
Stop.
They wrong for that.
Stop. Tisha Campbell? You talking about Judge Toler rolling right?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay, this page is, I don't even want to read. I'm not even going to read that because that's explicit. Let me get off this page. I cannot. I cannot. This is foolishness. This is foolishness. Everything is foolishness. You see the other one?
Yeah, babe, my baby dad stole my tax refund. The sad thing is that's probably what's going to happen a lot this year.
Yes.
Because of this recession.
Yes, y'all, baby mamas, y'all be careful right there. And they can come to your house and be like, it's tax time. Y'all already know what it is. April hit. March, April hit, they're going to be all up in your crib talking about, hey, girl, what's up? If they start, like, taking you out to Olive Garden and stuff like that, just know. Just know.
Yeah, ain't seen the baby all year. Oh, I want to go out and spend quality time. No, he out there trying to file them taxes.
Mm-hmm. End up getting your baby one pair of shoes, some Payless, talking about, I bought my son some shoes.
Bought him 12 diapers.
And Payless is going out of business.
12 diapers? Dog, that's me.
An expired can of Similac. Oh. Baby 3 years old.
Oh, no.
No.
Talking about here, drank it. I came to see my son today. Y'all remember, what was it? What was that movie?
Dance Week. Oh my God. I already know the part that you talking about. I came here to pick up my son. He picked him up for 2 seconds. Pull him back down and say, I'll come next week and pick him up again.
That shit took me out. But yes, y'all, tax season is coming up. So if dudes start coming around, you already know what's up. Okay, y'all just be careful talking about, oh, my mama just kicked me out my crib. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to find me a place for me to go until the meantime. Can I stay with you, girl?
Better slam that dick on OnlyFans like Omarion and his brother.
Dude, I seen that video. I was scared for him.
You're doing them jumping jacks.
Yes.
Yeah, I was jumping jacks naked. This flopping everywhere.
I was scared. I was like, please don't let that rope hit that thing. If it hit it one good time, that is a wrap. Because I was like, oh my God, it's too close to the tip.
On the tip. Yeah, on the tip.
Oh, I wonder what Janae Aiko was thinking when she found out he got leaked on Twitter. Because, you know, that's her baby daddy.
I don't know, man.
To her oldest daughter. Hmm.
What do you mean, talking about Orion?
Yeah, Orion.
That's her baby daddy to her oldest daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, my. No wonder. That's all I need to see. I can see why. Okay.
Okay, girl. All right. I ain't mad at you at all. Oh. I'm talking about Janae Aiko. I ain't mad at you, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I wonder where she be finding all these big meat men.
now she done have baby for Big Sean. They be on and off.
Them two. She looks like, she just looks like a freak.
She look like she crazy. But she'll stab me.
I mean, she made a song called Pussy Fairy. I would think so.
Yeah.
Y'all, guess what?
What?
I got my pickle and my Funyuns.
Hey. You better not tell. Don't tell niece, because that girl love her some Funyuns. The kids at school, like, you eat Funyuns? She said, I sure am, and I like them. So what? I'm like, that's right, baby.
I know that's right, niece.
Funyuns so good.
She said, I brush you. Go ahead, sis. I'm sorry.
Oh. I was just thinking about, the combination of Funyuns and hot fryer.
Yeah, they got hot Funyuns now. They are so good.
Y'all, is it strange that I've never had Funyuns?
Girl, Funyuns are delicious.
Sis, you need to try some.
You need to try them.
Next time I go to the store, I'll get some hot Funyuns.
It's like being black and never watching Hustle and Flow.
You know, niece loves them, and she's like, they try to talk about her at school, talking about, ooh, you eat them things. I bet they stink. She said, it's okay. I brush my mouth when I get home. I'm like, that's right, girl. You tell them.
Yes. Tell them, niece, period.
You know that girl love her Funyuns. Because you like them hot Funyuns too, don't you? You. Yes, you do.
I have the hot ones.
You had the hot, you had, what was the hot?
It wasn't the Funyuns, it was something else.
They're not hot fries, though. They're like hot fries, because I like hot fries.
Oh, the Chester. I love
yeah, you like the bootleg ones. I call them bootleg hot fries.
So good. I either or.
It's hard to find hot fries, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, I love me some hot fries. My stomach don't love them, but I do.
I know that's right. I be just eating them things, tearing them up. They're delicious. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no snacks, y'all, tonight. I ain't got nothing. I have water.
Oh, you need some snacks, sis. I got some trail mix if you want some.
Well, you have to separate the peanuts.
Oh, yeah, I got pecans. It don't got peanuts, but it does got pecans in it.
Okay, I can do the pecans because I ran out of chocolate. Okay,
yeah, I can give you some.
I ran out of chocolate covered raisins.
I really wish I had some snacks for you right now, but my dad's sending me money in.
No, Sagi, you're supposed to be the snack plug now.
Look, I'm sorry, and my roommate just offered me her bowl of ramen, so I didn't even want to eat that food in the dining hall.
What y'all had this today? Evening. What y'all had today?
Meatloaf or either chicken stir fry.
Bet that meatloaf was runny.
It was stiff. It was bland. It was just flavorless. Help me, Jesus, please. I hate this. I hate this school. Now it's already bad enough I'm stuck with sack lunches for 3 more weeks.
Oh.
What be in them sack lunches?
Okay, see, you got either got a choice of sandwiches or chicken wraps, like a cup of apple juice, a bottle of water, some carrot sticks, celery sticks, some Lorna Doone cookies.
Man, them Lorna Doone cookies be good. I'm sorry, sis. Yes, I'm sorry. Them cookies are delicious.
They really are. And you got the sandwiches. You got the bread, 2-4 slices of bread. You got the deli meat, the cheese, the lettuce, the mayo packets, the mustard. Girl, I thought they would make the sandwiches themselves. We have to assemble them ourselves during our lunch breaks.
They ghetto. They could have made them sandwiches.
Dog, they really trying to make y'all work like for the what?
Every day we have to put those sandwiches together and eat them.
Oh my goodness.
And then, and a piece of fruit is in there.
What kind of fruit? Is it an apple? Is it apple?
Yes.
Man, these niggas can't get y'all no grapes.
They only got apples, oranges, and bananas. That's it.
Man, there's other fruit out there.
Like, expand your fruit catalog, please.
Well, you know, that's how they used to, we got 3 minutes left. I mean, that's how I used to do in school. We used to have that, y'all remember that fruit cocktail?
Oh, that thing was nasty.
I mean, that was terrible. And then we had the lunch, the teacher tried to make us eat the lunch. My mama went off on that lady. She was like, look, girl, just because she get free lunch don't mean she got to eat it.
and look, why do the mayo packets, every time I open some, oftentimes, these mayo packets, I squeeze out the packets. Okay, today, I was opening my mayo packet from my sack lunch. Why this mayo packet I opened was dark in color?
Was it like a spicy mayo?
No, it was like a dark yellow.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, that might be expired.
Yeah, because it has mayonnaise got emulsifiers in it. So if it's like that, don't eat it because you'll get really sick. Because, mayonnaise has raw egg in it.
I'm just like, do y'all even, they be telling us, check y'all stack lunches to see that y'all got everything. But y'all don't even check the mayo packets, goddammit.
Oh shoot, we got like a minute 59 on here left. Okay, got a good little amount left. Yes, y'all. Yes.
Well, we'll be back. That was quite the book recommendations before we found out it was a whole Caucasian writing them books.
God, dog, I feel like I feel like I got played, man. I am appalled. I'm about to go on strike.
Krusty Krab's unfair. I forgot the rest of the lines.
Krusty Krab is unfair. Mr. Krabs is in there stealing in something. He said, lying and doing oppression. Something like that. Like he was out there being a whole Black Panther of SpongeBob.
We need to have a SpongeBob episode where we talk about our favorite SpongeBob episodes. That's going to be on the list. But we're about to head out. We'll be live Wednesday night. We'll have another episode Sunday night. We'll be on the live stream tomorrow night. So, yeah. Y'all have a good evening. I'm Gigi.
I'm Usagi.
I'm A.E.
Nicole is probably enjoying her delicious pickle right now. But, but with that being said, y'all have a good night. And talk to you later. Bye, y'all.
Good night.